out to the gold mines, crossing the western hills. Me and my little dog Clyde, and a horse named Prancing Bell. I slept under the stars, I heard the coyotes sing, and the sun was a golden coin, shining just for me. The sun shone just for me. But high up in the mountains, Bell began to foam. And as I whipped and tugged him, he bucked against his load. Round a hairpin turn, the wagon tumbled o'er. And down the jagged rocks, Bell fell with all our own. He fell with all our own. As the sun died out, coyotes began to howl. Little Clyde's head rose and answered with a growl. But when I bent to calm him, he snapped at me and ran. And then I was alone in the silent rocks and sand. The silent rocks and sand. Fifth day of walking, I was crawling on my knees, eating handfuls of dust from between the dying weeds. I lay down in the dirt as the sun lost her glow, but I was welcomed in the dark by the song of a hundred toads. The song of a hundred toads. The song of a hundred.